You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mystery.
And I'm J Clone 36, and you sound like Popeye.
Oh, I wasn't going for Popeye.
But I know. I know you weren't, but it...
I was going for, what's the trash guy from Muppets?
Oh, Grover.
I was going for Grover.
No, that's...
Whoa! You went full-on Popeye.
No, I can only remember him singing one time when I was a kid. That's kind of how he sung.
Oh, okay. I could see it. And look at you. You're on Grover Green today.
I'm literally head-to-toe green.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Every once in a while, this shirt matches the banjo or the bandana.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
It's good.
No, we're coming back from Crypticon. This is Crypticon Review.
Crypticon 2024 Review. Brought to you by Cribs of the Corn Podcast.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yes. You're going to get our experience.
That was
CryptoCon was great. I love seeing everybody. Yeah. The whole event went very well.
As of right now, I'm going to try to post this one for tomorrow.
Yeah.
So the weekend after CryptoCon, go to their page and they have a vote going on whether they should move it to September or keep it November. Vote to keep it November.
Yes. We need it in November. We can't do September. If they move it to September.
It's the week of September they pick because the Mothman's in September plus. Probably 10 or 12 other.
And it's fair week?
It's fair week for me. So I would probably only be there for a day, and Jay would have to be there by himself for the whole weekend.
I'd have to bring my dad back again, but this time he'd have to work.
He worked out. He watched the booth a couple times. He mostly took care of the girls a lot.
Yeah. All right. That was nice.
Yeah. So it was nice to hand him off, you know, to have a person
another
you
person
trust.
To hand him off.
Hold my infant daughter, please. But, like, yeah, your dad and Bill was about it.
Uncle Bill.
Wild Bill's amazing. But, no, so Crypticon, we'll tell you some stories. If we forget to give you a shout-out, I'm just going to apologize now.
Right. We're still running on fumes.
Barb and Jean.
Oh, yes, Barb and Jean. Thank you again.
Thank you for the brownies. Thank you. They were the first one to buy a book at Crypticon. Long time friends.
Absolutely,
of the show.
Yeah.
The ladies are amazing. And Ohio gals and... They're always so much fun. Let's see. David.
David Johnson. Oh, I don't want to say last. David, yes. David.
Sorry. Thank you. You brought your whole family with you. Well, most of the family. You at least brought your wife and daughter.
First time I got to meet the daughter. Heard the dog man story in person.
Yep.
So that's cool. David's been on the show. Yeah. If you listened to, oh gosh, what is...
I can't remember what season that was now, but...
It's maybe season two.
But her dog man encounter or whatever it was.
I'm not sure if it was a dog man. We kind of talked about that a little bit.
Yeah. And now that we got a little bit more details.
Right. When you're the one seeing it from versus the source, telling, you know, a story secondhand. It was odd. It was odd.
And with all the stuff we've heard since then.
Yeah.
It's forming new ideas, yeah.
I mean, our opinions probably season two versus now are...
Different. Grown.
I was going to say grown, evolved, changed. And we've talked about that way, like season one between now. Like I said, you asked me then, Bigfoot was all probably flesh and blood. There wasn't this, and now I'm probably the opposite. It were like very few Bigfoot sightings, maybe flesh and blood.
Yeah.
And most of them are probably elementals.
And half of them are probably living UFOs.
Oh, gosh. I hope nobody hates the UAP hearing episode.
I'm kidding. Oh, that one? I thought it was good.
Well, they didn't come out yet.
Uh-oh. Well, we'll find out.
I know. Time travel podcast.
Right, yeah.
Woo! Oh, gosh. We'll just keep going and start naming people. Everybody came out and bought the book. Listeners and new listeners and old long-term listeners.
Right, like
came out.
Nicole. Thank you, Nicole, for hanging out with us all weekend.
And Paul, but... Nicole drove up from North Carolina.
Yep.
Hung out with us all weekend, helped run the booth, just helped do all kinds of
stuff.
Helped
tear down.
We love hanging out with Nicole. Nicole's gone to many festivals with us. So just want to say thank you guys for supporting the book and supporting us. It was definitely an interesting project. To the man that bought the book and is now listening to the podcast that grilled me for 25 minutes about the book.
Yeah.
Thank you for actually buying the book.
And thank you for everything else you did while at the
festival. We won't talk about it on this show.
But you know.
You know what you did, and we thank you for that.
Yes.
Get that out of the way real quick. We won't go into detail about it because it's not ours to share. There is a lady that helps with Crypticon. Her name's Elaine. Anita.
Yep.
Give her prayers. Just send prayers to her and her family.
Yep.
But yeah, it just they could use them.
Absolutely.
But the people put up at Crypticon, Kirklands, and you know their volunteers and everything like that.
Fantastic job.
They put on a really, really good show.
Very well organized. They got a great group of speakers this year.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it went very well. There was almost no problems at all with how everything ran. Everything ran extremely smooth.
As far as we do these kind of things all over the country, and they've been doing this forever.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, you never have to wonder where your booth is, like... You never have to wonder any of that.
It was fantastic.
Technically, we just went up, we got our passes, went and set up. Like, the emails, the communication, as far as a person that's bending it, is very smooth.
Yeah.
So that's always a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, yeah, I agree.
Because we've had many that aren't.
Absolutely, yes.
Like, first-year events are always hard. We know that now personally. To kind of, you can only think of so many things to hammer out.
There's always stuff you forget about.
Yeah. Like, ours is a flow of traffic.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Next year.
Now we know.
Knowing's half the battle.
That's right.
Joe. So your dad came.
Yeah, dad showed up.
Got to meet Giorgio.
That's right.
Giorgio Tsoukalos.
From Ancient Aliens, my dad's favorite show.
And he should have worn the shirt. I didn't do my hair because pictures were a little pricey.
Yeah.
But that's his prerogative.
And it probably would have stunk to have your hair up all day long.
I would have put it right down after. I just put the bandana on.
Oh, okay.
And it'll flatten it.
You're right. Oh, fair enough.
No, I don't want to pay $30 for a picture.
Yeah, me either.
Well, technically $40 for the, wait, was it $40 for the picture and $30 for the autograph?
Something like that. Vice versa.
One of them, it doesn't matter. But I just don't care about like TV people that like enough, especially when we know like hanging out with Renee and stuff like that from Finding Bigfoot.
All right, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Renee was so much fun this weekend. She probably hit me in the shoulder about 50 times at the bar that night.
She was having fun.
She was having a ball. The Canadians, she made fun of three Canadians with us for...
Oh, well, are we going to talk about the Canadians?
Yeah, three...
Okay. Oh, yeah, there, eh?
First time I actually ever heard somebody say A.
Yes, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Personally, and I've been not in Canada. Well, one time it was on accident. I've never purposely been to Canada.
Okay, fair enough.
But I've been right there, you know, in the UP and, you know, in Wisconsin, Minnesota. Like,
You've been close.
I've been at the border where you could see Canada. Lake Erie, though, like, you can look at Canada. It's just more water, but...
Right, yeah. But still.
They were great. They were so much fun to hang out. They bought the book. They were just a ball. They were enjoying.
It was their first ever convention, cryptid convention.
It's
at
a good
all.
One. If it's, we talk about that with some of our out of country people ask, you know, what ones would you suggest? Crypticon is the one that normally, if you're just coming for one, you're like coming from another country and you want the most vendors, the most speakers, the most bang for your buck, Crypticon's probably the one.
I'd agree. It's got to be either Crypticon or maybe Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree is really, really good.
It's too. Like neck and neck, you know, 1A, 1B is how you divide them.
But there, it's so much fun. I'm trying to think who else they had. What's her last name? What's Jessica's last name?
Oh,
I said it wrong every time.
Vendor?
The speaker.
Oh, it's Chobot. I say it wrong too.
She is so nice.
Hi.
Destination Unknown, was that which show? One of Josh Gates' shows. He's had like three or four of them. And I always get them mixed up. But she came over to the booth, was super nice. So when you meet TV people, you know, you never know which way they're going to be. And she was super, super nice.
Chobot. I think that's how you say it. Chobot?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I met her too for the first time ever. Yeah, she was extremely
nice.
She's
super nice. Hung out with Miss Kentucky.
Yeah, that was kind of fun, wasn't it? So I'll tell that story real quick. We're sitting around. It was Sunday night, I think. And
we just got back from dinner.
Yep, the night after Crypticon ended, we all went out to Cracker Barrel and ate and came back to the hotel and hung out in the lobby bar. The bar was closed, but we just hung out at the tables in there playing cards and Uno. And while Bill comes down sitting with us, and Miss Kentucky pops in. She just walks in to the hotel. Well, turns out she was looking for Wild Bill, seeing if he was still there at the convention. And sure enough, right when he seen her car pull up, he stood up from our table and started going out there, and he met her outside. And he brought her in to talk to us all. So Wild Bill is, everyone just knows him, and he knows everybody. But yeah, she was super nice and sweet. She won. Winner of Miss Kentucky Woman, which I think is, what'd she say?
40 to 65.
Yeah.
And then 60, what was the name for 65?
I don't remember. There was
they
a lot.
They have elegant names.
There was tons of categories.
I think it was Kentucky Elegant, wasn't it? It was something like that.
Something like that, yeah. She even went through all the different categories. There's a lot more than I ever knew existed. So right. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. But yeah, I think Michael.
Because Miss Kentucky is, I think, 20 to 35.
Okay.
Like this, just straight up, like,
yeah.
Miss Kentucky. Miss Kentucky woman is 35 to
41 to 60.
Or 40. Right? Whatever the ages were.
Yeah. And Michael, I think, made the joke. Famous author Michael Thompson made the joke. She said she was 41. The category was 40 to 65. And he said, starting her reign early, huh? Oh, it's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Like 1 year in.
1 year in. You're the winner. And now, okay, you hang on to it for the next 25 years.
Seeing Mothman Randy Savage.
Oh, that's right. He almost got in a fight with Hulk Hodag.
He would have stomped the Hodag.
He definitely would have.
That in particular Hodag.
Just that one that was there at the convention. Yeah.
Like a full-grown Hodag, maybe not. I don't know.
I think this one was just a juvenile.
Yeah, it was a juvenile Hodag.
Yeah.
But man, he was wanting to fight. It's Hodags for you.
Well, that Hodag almost got me.
Oh, it did. Yeah, the Hodag was hunting. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Yes.
No, if anybody didn't know who Mothman Randy Savage is, Joe and his wife from Cryptotheology have like a series of shirts that have famous wrestlers mixed with cryptids.
Yes, he's crossing the two,
and
the
Mothman
two genres.
Mothman Randy Savage is probably his most famous one.
I would have to say
at least the
so.
Most recognizable.
For sure.
Because you know it's Mothman, and you know it's Macho Man Randy Savage.
Right, yeah.
Like you just... They both have very unique looks.
Oh, yeah.
So he had actually contacted Mothman Randy Savage to show up to the event.
Right, yeah. Somehow he got him. He got him, though. He did it. Pretty amazing,
girls,
Joe.
The girls were not, though. So we had to take the girls with us this weekend. The girls weren't scared of any of the costume people.
No, not at all.
Atlas doesn't like costumes.
Okay. Yep. No, the
but
girls.
But he's not scared of animals. It just.
Yeah.
Because the Wild and Weird West Virginia guys. They do their awesome. They have really, really awesome alien costumes.
Yeah,
and
so they busted those out this weekend.
The girls were playing like trying to. She was trying to get Joe, the taller guy, to like take her.
Right. Yeah.
Like hold me.
That's just great. What a great sign.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the video right now. I'm going through the Facebook, and she's like reaching.
Oh, yeah, she was. Yeah. No, that actually, the twins, they did fantastic, I thought.
Several times people thought they were your kids, which I don't blame them because you were wearing one of them or holding one of them.
Right, the whole time, pretty much.
Yeah. The Krampus came. There were several Mothman costumes. There was a Krampus. I like seeing people dress up. There was a young girl in a Wendigo costume, and we asked her about it, and she said it was half of her costume. Yeah, and I'm like, well, what's the other half? She's like, well, I'm a stilt walker, and I'll get like 8 foot tall.
Yeah, a bit too big for her inside here.
I'm like, I would have loved to see that.
We couldn't get in and out of the door. Sure.
Alex and Connor came down too. Alex was the main editor for the book, so I was really excited to give her her copy in person.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Yeah.
Because that's why I didn't. I felt I messaged her because we gave early releases out to the Patreon people. I'm like, you know, I would give you yours, but I would really like to do it in person.
Right.
Like, that's fine.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm trying to think what else. And we'll share some stories. We got a little wild on Saturday.
Well, we had multiple first time meeting listeners of the show, yeah, which was awesome.
Okay. Let me try to remember because there was a lot of you guys, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Probably 20 or 30 first time meeting listeners. Like, hey, we've been listening to the show, or yeah, we listen to you guys, or like, and we appreciate every one of you.
Absolutely.
The husband and wife I met in the hallway, like right at check-in. I cannot remember your names for the life of me, but you were so nice. Thank you. Cause they were like, that was when I was walking with the handicapped lady and showing her where to get her sign in at.
Oh, okay.
And, cause they were, the hotel is very, very oddly shaped.
Oh, very.
And they were having trouble finding it. I'm like, well, I'm heading back there. I'll just go with you.
It is. It's a maze.
And because even when you walk into the conference center, it's tucked behind a corner. So they had already been down there once and couldn't see where it was.
Yeah, it's hard to find if you don't know where you're going.
It's huge. It's just a huge, huge hotel conference center thing. I mean, the pool is like just massive and the hot tub's really big. But and then they recognized me through the voice, which was interesting.
Are you Mr. E?
They said Justin.
Oh, okay.
I probably about half and half for the Mr. E and Justin.
Right. The great and powerful.
Yeah. So thank you guys all that came out and met us for the first time. It means the world. It makes it much easier to keep doing this stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you have it? I know I'm forgetting people's shout outs. I do it every time. The book is still packed. Jay does a really good job of writing down everybody.
Oh, yeah. Like people we meet. And, yeah.
Because it's just, it's hard to remember.
Everything's still packed up right now, though.
Yeah.
Like we just got back.
Yeah, like literally 30 hours ago.
Not even.
And we slept for most of that.
Yeah. No, we didn't get back 30 hours ago.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah.
We got back on Monday. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
We got back
12 hours. Not even like.
Not even 12 hours ago. Probably 8, 9.
Well, no. That's wrong.
Because we got back at like.
12 hours ago would be p.m.
3 o'clock.
Right. Almost 24 hours ago.
Like 20.
20. There we go. We were overdoing it.
I couldn't. Well, I added a whole extra day in between.
All right. Yeah, exactly.
No, so thank everybody who came out. All right. You ready for some crazy stories? You should. If you come out and hang out at a CryptoCon with, or any conference or any festival, we try to do hangouts with you guys. And this one, so CryptoCon itself is an amazing event. The people that put it on, the Kirklands, are amazing. And they have other people that put it on with them. I just remember they're all great. The vendor selection, I don't know how many vendors was it, like,
oh gosh,
90, 100?
Gosh, a lot.
And and you can find whatever. I mean, there's a ton of like artists, right? So we're friends with a bunch of the artists. they're very different. So like Jeff from Star Cruiser was right next to us, and right across from us was Timothy Wayne Williams.
Yep.
Pieces of both of their art. And I have we have custom pieces from Jeff in the book.
Yep, you got a Jeff right there, and you got a Timothy right there, right by over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah, you're funny.
That was a joke.
The only Timothy I have is in the living room.
I know. It's definitely not Timothy.
Now you got me all thrown. But no, so you get the big variety of stuff.
Yeah.
Timothy does, I know he does oil work, right?
Yeah, oil painting, yeah.
Yeah. And then, I mean, Jeff, if you haven't seen Jeff's work, Jeff does, like, the state maps, but he does, like, that old illustrations off of maps, and he'll do whole cryptids in it, or scenes, or...
Oh, it's awesome stuff.
Squonk's a really famous one he has.
Yes.
So you get a lot of the variety stuff. There's several authors. Everything from sea monsters to UFOs to Bigfoot to Dogman. Like Martin Groves was there from the LBL.
Yeah.
And he had all of his books available.
That was the first time I've ever talked to him.
Yeah, he's a sweet guy.
Really nice. Oh, yeah.
He is definitely a crowd person.
For sure.
He can handle a crowd.
Absolutely, yes.
Hodag guys set off the fire alarm. They'll never live that down.
Yep.
So anybody ever been to the Hodag booth, they get like a massive booth. They have all the Hodag stuff you could ever want. They didn't Hodag us this year. They Hodagged us last year.
Which means they covered our bus in Hodag magnets.
Yeah, magnets and stickers and all that stuff, which they're awesome.
Yeah.
And then they did it to Jeff this year.
Mm.
Because they seen what van Jeff went into.
So he got Hodagged.
He got Hodagged. There was one car, I think it was last year, that was their buddies that they put like 500 magnets on.
Just completely covered it.
It was just a blue little blue car that was just Hodagged.
It was no longer, it went from blue to green.
So the Hodag guys, they bring a live Hodag in a cage. And every hour on the hour, it tries to break out and everything like that. And it shoots smoke. So this year, the smoke machine was three times as big.
Oops.
And they did it. And instantly the fire alarm went off.
Yep.
If anybody knows anything about firearms in commercial spaces, they have to be shut off by the fire department.
Oh, my gosh.
So we had to wait for the fire department to get there. And what did you say? It went off for like a half hour?
Maybe not that long, but it felt that long.
I couldn't tell because my head was pounding.
It was just loud fire alarm screeching. Probably for like 15, 20 minutes, maybe.
I really don't know. It felt like it was a half hour, but yeah. I don't know.
It was long, but...
So they're never going to live that down.
Nope. And they shouldn't.
But they're great guys. Hodag Fest, I believe, is May 17th next year. If you're in Rhinelander, go check it out.
Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Wisconsin. My nose is so stuffy.
All right, Justin.
Yeah, I know. Wisconsin.
Should we tell some bar stories?
Sure. Where do you want to start?
So we have... Like I said, Crypticon is great. The people put on great. Nothing... We have no negative to say about Crypticon. The hotel is the only thing we had negative reviews with.
Oh, yeah.
The hotel, the guys that own the hotel do not care anymore.
Seems like it anyways.
Yeah. From every instant I ran into them this weekend, they do not care.
I mean, it's noticeable if you pay attention.
Especially if you've been going for 3 or 4 years.
Yes.
You've noticed the steady decline in quality and care.
Right.
So like the restaurant... had jacked its prices, and I believe last year it was $25 for like the pasta dish. This year it was $40.
Inflation.
The only place in the hotel to sit down and hang out with everybody is their little hotel bar.
Yeah.
So we ordered like pizza in, and they were flipping out about that.
Yeah, they were mad.
And
you just kept saying, what? I don't understand what you're saying.
Because he was yelling at me very quickly and very quietly.
And then you just kept saying that until he finally gave up. And then he walked away. He gave up.
And
we had our pizza.
And we had our pizza. No, it was a lot. It was just a lot of the bar was a lot of fun.
Yeah, the bar was great. Great.
Hanging out with all kinds of people there,
Sean and Sean. Let's give them a shout out. We talked to Sean and Sean. Remember, they sat at the L. We made the L at the end of our table.
Yes, the Huckleberry.
Yep, Huckleberry lookalike.
Mountain Monsters, which
adopted brother.
Yeah, I mean, he could look like Huckleberry's younger brother.
Absolutely.
I could see if he put on Huckleberry's hat, people would walk up for him to sign stuff.
I 100% would agree with that.
Sean and Shauna, I'm glad you remember their names. Yeah. I got their pictures.
Yeah, right.
Erie Travels guys,
mm-hmm.
They hung out with us all weekend. They're so awesome. It was a fun time. Do you have any stories you want to share?
Pam, if you're listening, you hung out with us that first night. Just enjoyed your company as well. Who else was there? I'm just trying to think who was there that first night.
I know. I'm never going to remember.
It's hard. It's hard reflecting. If I don't write it down in the moment, it's hard to remember. But and I'm definitely not writing stuff down at the bar usually. So, yeah, not happening. But, yeah, because it was Barb and Gene and Pam and Sean and Sean. Michael Thompson, famous author Michael Thompson, hung out with us all weekend. We had a ball with him. And speaking of Michael Thompson, we're looking forward. Have we announced this yet?
No.
Should we?
We won't give the date because he's actually, I'm recording with him later tonight to do all that.
Okay.
But in May.
In May.
No, sorry, June. He's June.
Oh, yeah.
June.
That was close. Gosh. We about screwed it up.
See?
See, well,
no, we're doing a live show. So we have a series of live shows next year.
Yeah.
We have one in Arkansas. We're working on one in Tennessee, and we've got an Ohio one. So the Tennessee one is happening. It just no dates have been nailed down for that one.
Right. But we're doing a live show with Michael Thompson, and we'll save the details for the later episode.
We can give you the title. It's Sea Monsters and UFOs.
All right. There you go. So stay tuned.
Anybody
for that
know what a live show is we'll go in, which you'll hear more episodes about it here in the next coming weeks. Like we go to normally pick another podcast or a creator type like Michael. He does talks and and we each do like an hour presentation. There's hours to hang out before and hours to hang out after. It's normally at a bar or a restaurant, so it's like a little more intimate way to hang out and do stuff. And you still get a whole live show.
Yep.
Why we like doing them is we put a whole big video aspect into it. Because that's something we can't do on the podcast.
Right. Videos, pictures, I mean, just everything. Yeah. Make the experience more lived in.
So, like, I save, for example, like UFO stuff. I save tons and tons and tons of UFO videos that we'll just, like, review with you guys and kind of show stuff. Because it's, I mean, you only describe, you're like, yeah, there's a jellyfish in the sky in this video.
Yeah, it's moving from right to left in an upward fashion. Yep.
It's carrying.
It's much better when you have the video.
A bicycle.
Yes, the video involved carrying a bicycle. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they're like, huh.
Oh, wow.
No, CryptoCon's awesome. Get your tickets for next year. Remember to go vote to keep it.
Yes, in November.
In November. I wouldn't be upset if they moved it a week earlier.
Yeah.
To stretch it away from Thanksgiving a little bit more.
That would be nice.
But it's, like I said, it's the one we end every year on.
Right, yeah.
Like it's like November.
It's the big ender because everyone's there.
Everyone's there. Our friends are all there and... You think of anything else you want to add?
Shoot, I know we're forgetting a lot of stuff. I know we are, but overall, it was
the speakers. So great you just want
Mark like, Marcel? Just he spent time with
oh,
us.
Oh yeah, yeah. Which he'll be on the podcast.
Yeah,
Mark Marcel. If anybody don't know that name, he is the main researcher for the Ape Canyon incident.
Yep.
And he's super nice.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Very.
He likes moonshine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. Well, they all liked our moonshine.
Oh, yeah, but...
What was I going to say? We had Mark. I'm trying to think. There was someone else we were hanging out with. Oh, gosh. It was such a long weekend. Too many people.
Yeah, it's too many people. It's constant.
Yeah. But Jeff from Star Cruiser Studios finally had dinner with us. That was a big moment.
I don't know if you're supposed to share that.
Oh, well.
And so did David Hardy and his young
and his kids. Yes.
It's all great friends, the podcast.
Yeah, this is a great community with a lot of great people in it. And
I bought David Hardy's new premiering shirt, his Wendigo Hunter one.
Oh, yeah. And I got a couple off him as well, too. David Hardy, Hardywear. That's a great place to find cryptid t-shirts or just great art and t-shirts in general. David Hardy from Hardywear. Puts together some amazing, amazing things. And we may have some art from their family in the near future on Crypts of the Corn podcast.
He'll have to come on and share what the goal of that is.
Right. So stay tuned for that. We have a lot of things in the works that spawn from this weekend at CryptidCon 2024.
That's how it works.
So I'd say overall it's a very successful weekend and a very enjoyable one. And we're very thankful for everyone that new and old that came to visit us. And listens to our show and new listeners that we attain from meeting you this weekend. We just want to say thank you to all of you. Being this is, as we record this, Thanksgiving week.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And thank you all for listening and being part of our show and being part of this community. It's very much appreciated, and it keeps us going. And at the end of the day, we all seek the same thing, truth and the love of Bigfoot and things that are just weird and wonderful out there in nature.
I have been the great and powerful mystery.
And I've been J Clone 36.
And we'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.